Page 64. There, there.
Urban Indians were that generation born in the city. We've been moving for a long time, but the land moves with you like memory. An urban Indian belongs to the city, and cities belong to the earth. Everything here is formed in relation to every other living and non-living thing from the earth. All our relations. The process that brings anything to its current form, chemical, synthetic, technological, or otherwise, doesn't make the product not a product of the living earth. Buildings, freeways, cars, are these not of the earth? Were they shipped in from Mars, the moon? Is it because they're processed, manufactured, or that we handle them? Are we so different? Were we at one time not something else entirely? Homo sapiens, single-celled organisms, space dust, unidentifiable pre-bang quantum theory. Cities form in the same way as galaxies. Urban Indians feel at home walking in the shadow of a downtown building. We came to know the downtown Oakland skyline better than we did any sacred mountain range. The redwoods in the Oakland hills better than any other deep wild forest. We know the sound of the freeway better than we do rivers. The howl of distant trains better than wolf howls. We know the smell of gas and freshly wet concrete. The smell of burnt rubber better than we do the smell of cedar or sage or even fry bread, which isn't traditional. Like reservations aren't traditional, but nothing is original. Everything comes from something before, which was once nothing. Everything is new and doomed. We ride buses, trains, and cars across, over, and under concrete plains. Being Indian has never been about returning to the land. The land is everywhere, or nowhere.
Tommy Orange, There, There, 2018.